Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? I'm your host, Marcus, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
What's up, everybody? Y'all know who it is. It's Angel of That Chick Angel TV. I am so excited to do this podcast with you all, so... Marcus, tell them what they need to do to be able to stay in contact with us.
Y'all need to like, subscribe, share. You can check us out on SoundCloud and
iTunes.
And also, we put the video up on YouTube.
At That Chick Angel.
At That Chick Angel TV.
Yes. So, today we have a question or questions from one of our very good friends. She's like family to us, and she has been a loyal follower of the podcast and of That Chick Angel TV, Miss Joanne. And she sent me...
Or Joanne, as she likes to be called.
Yeah, but I call her either Miss Joanne or Miss JoJo. Just so you... That's our southern ways.
Yeah, we call her Miss Joanne, yeah. When we call people's parents by their first name. Rod, how's it going?
Yeah, that just seems so weird.
We don't do that.
That seems... But that's California. Ain't nobody... Nobody has, like, a Mr. or Mrs. in front of their name. That's weird. To me, but anyway, so this is what she sent me on Facebook. She says, I have another topic. How important are your friends in your life? And she wants to know that for both of us. Would you stop by a friend's house unannounced? If you saw a married friend out with another individual of the opposite sex, would you say anything to either of them? When is enough if a friend goes too far in their treatment of you? Would you ever cut off someone that you used to think was a friend? So let's start off with the first part of her question. How important are friends in your life?
My friends are very important if I consider them a friend. I don't consider them a friend otherwise, unless they're important. Like,
do you have people that probably think they're your friend, but they're not?
Possibly. Not on purpose, though.
Like, what do you consider them? Those people that you know are confused. Like, for me, I have friends and I have acquaintances. Is that...
Yeah, they're acquaintances. People I'm cool with, people I know.
And what's the difference in the treatment?
The difference is... One, you're in California, so just because people know you, they may consider you a friend.
Oh, well, yeah, out here in California, there's a lot of, we're friends, and it's just like, oh, y'all really?
We got a friend that's always calling somebody her new best friend, and it's like, you don't even know this person's last name.
We talk about my friend, Brescia. She has everybody's a friend, and I'm like, Brescia, are they really? She's like, well, you know, I'm like,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, that's why y'all is caught up in some ignorant situation.
But what's different in how you treat a friend and an acquaintance?
With a friend, they know, like, it's a big difference. Like, a friend don't have to ask me to do something. They'd be like, hey, come over here and do this. I need your help. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa. And the same is, I don't know, it's just like the whole dynamic of the relationship. You're a lot closer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With friends, I know more about them and they know more about me than acquaintances.
Yeah. I definitely feel like I bend over backwards. I am willing to bend over backwards for my friends.
to the point to where it's annoying.
Marcus does get frustrated with it. I do, because I feel like friends are people we choose. These are not people that have to be in our lives. So if I'm saying that I'm your friend, that's darn near... Now, and it's way worse with my best friends. My best friends are definitely ride or die. Yeah. We are friends for life unless you cross me wrong. And so I do try to be very careful at who I call my friend, and because I know I'm taking on a big responsibility, at least for me to feel comfortable with calling them my friend. Like, I'll feel bad calling someone my friend and not really showing up for them, because then I'm just like, I'm just as fake as the rest of the people in California.
Yeah. The kids have been a huge blessing for that, because she done cut back all that bending over three times and turning yourself into a pretzel for people that, oh yeah, now I got something to do.
Well, no, I feel like, and see, that's the thing. I feel like you only kind of see one side of it, because I feel like the people I bend over backwards for, they would do the same thing, but in a different way.
No, because I ain't seen the different way.
They do. And I had to remind you of that several times, of, yeah, you might feel this certain way, but when I was in a crunch, That's who I called while you were at work.
In a crunch where to you it could be, oh, just come over and do this real quick, or I just need that real quick. To where you is like, it has to be in the red line, in the red zone.
Because I don't.
Okay, I'll help you out.
No, because I don't lean on them the same way. You like just because a friend leans on me in regular circumstances all the time doesn't mean that's what I have to do. That's not even in my personality.
But you should be able to.
But that's not. Yeah, and I feel like if I really needed to, I could. But that's not what I need to do in my friendships. That's probably, I would say, when it comes to arguments, that's probably what one of the top two arguments me and Marcus have is about his perception of my friendships. He feels the need to judge my friendships all the time. I don't do that to him, but he definitely does it to me.
Your friendships and the way people look out for you interferes with what we got going on, me and you. Yeah, I got a lot to say.
I don't feel like that's typical. I mean, you might feel that way, but I can say a lot of times you place your judgment on it, even if it ain't about what we got going on.
All right.
Do you not think that to be true?
I don't know. I could care less otherwise. I'm going to continue to place judgment.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you don't care. You just will judge. We've had to have conversations where I'm just like, yo, this might not be how you prefer, but it's not your friendship.
All right.
Never.
I ain't got nothing to say about it.
No, I'm just saying it. Because why are you being smart at it?
I'm not.
What I'm saying. Yeah, you are. You just said it. I wasn't done with what I was saying. I was about to say, I'm saying, are you still in the same mindset of, no, you only think you judge when it affects you? Or do you agree that sometimes...
Yeah, I usually just judge when you affect me, but... When I see it negatively affects you, I'm should feel some type of way because you're my wife.
Okay.
And I'm just like, why do you...
Okay. I just wanted you to acknowledge the fact that you also...
Oh, I did. The first time around. When you made that statement.
I couldn't tell if it was sarcasm. That's why I had to ask it.
Go on to the next one.
Is this going to... I'm telling you, this is number two.
It ain't going to cause no argument?
No, but it's number two of our arguments.
All right.
Definitely.
I put it at number three.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what one and two are. I know what one is, but I don't know what number
two
is.
Two is probably half of one. That's how big number one is.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Would you ever stop by a friend's house unannounced?
All the time.
Absolutely.
Not would I ever. Will I stop? No.
Yeah. That is something that we do.
We pop up. What y'all doing?
And I don't think the friends that we do it to have a problem with it. Yeah. If they do, they haven't voiced it.
And that's the difference between who I consider true friends. Like, yeah, y'all can pop up at my house and I can pop up at y'all's.
Yeah.
And it may be like, why are you over here right now? Hey, it's what I do.
I mean, Wendell used to pop up over here all the time. And I'd be like,
oh, yeah.
What are you doing over here?
Looking for some chicken.
Nothing. I was just like, I'm coming over to Tanksley's. And a lot of times he would call right before he got here.
No, he'd call as he's throwing his truck in the park.
Y'all home. But like, yeah, Denora is probably the only person whose house I stop by unannounced because she has a child and she, like me, she just be sitting at home. And I'm like, oh, I'm in the neighborhood. I'm going to stop by. I think I can do that with Shania. If Brisha wasn't so, you know, ran around so much, I could. Like when she was living in her other apartment, I used to drop by on her unannounced. But yeah, I feel like that's a part of the friendship with us. If you're a friend if we consider you a friend, then we're going to drop by. We're going to say hello.
And if they got a problem with it, they should stop acting so appreciative of it. They'd be like, oh, I'm so glad you came by. All right.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, like I said, if people consider it rude, then they haven't told us. And they might not be used to it, but they've gotten used to it with us. They might not be used to it in other friendships. But
it might be a Southern thing, too.
Yeah, probably, you know, because I think
always people not ringing my doorbell randomly.
I think because people in the South usually have such a set schedule that you kind of stopping by unannounced isn't really like too crazy because you typically know they get off of work at this time, they get home at this time, they in bed by this time. So you want to stop by between the get home and go to bed. And I mean, out here.
Yeah, coming up before I even moved out here, I'll never remember having a conversation. So-and-so is on their way over.
It just pop up.
Like, who's outside? No, it's Marshall.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I guess it's not a West Coast thing, but we've made it a West Coast thing. So you're welcome, everyone. If you saw a married friend out with an individual of the opposite sex, would you say anything to either of them? I want you to answer this question first.
I would say something. I would have to be like, so, yeah, I would have to say something.
Would you say it in the moment or afterwards?
No, not in the moment. Not in the moment. If I saw him, I might acknowledge him the same way I would if it was, you know, anybody else. But I was acknowledging in a professional way, just in case it's a business thing. It's, hey, how's it going? Oh, it's good seeing you.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, so what were you doing? Who's that dude you was with?
So, but what if you already saw it wasn't a business? Like, you basically caught them, obviously not hunching in public, but, like, the body language, maybe there was a kiss, something that let you know this... Does it make you laugh?
Yeah, it does. Because that's probably what I do in the moment. Like, oh, shit. Oh, man. I think, I don't know. That's a tough one. I think I would let it be known. Like, I would make myself visible to them, mm-hmm. and let them know, yeah, I see it. I'm going to leave it at that. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if it's my place to run all up and, you know, I'd be staying out of people's business like that. But I'm going to leave it up to them. Like, this is what I'm saying right now. Uh-huh. I ain't been caught in that situation, so I can't say for sure.
Yeah.
But as of right now, I think I'll let my presence be known, like, head up, and I'm going to go on about my business. And then they can, hey, look, yeah, so.
So this is what's happening. I definitely think that, I mean, I've been in a situation similar, not to the point where I saw a person cheating, but it was like enough to make me go, this don't look right. And it's very tricky because I think it depends on the relationship of the friend that, okay, so.
Yeah, it depends on who the person is and what they are to you.
And what their spouse is to me,
yeah.
If that makes sense. So, because the thing is that you don't know how people will take news from you. Like, I don't ever want to be the person that knows this information and then all of a sudden it comes out years later and I'm just like, yeah, I knew that. I saw that. I could have saved you from something else worse happening. But it's all about figuring out that person that you need to tell that news to. And if, because, you know, some people, they don't want to believe you. You know, they already might have the sense that something is going on and they don't want for that news to be brought to them. So I always say, I'm going to make sure I bring proof if I'm going to bring it to them. I'm just going to be like, this is. And I also feel like I would always give the option of the spouse to be able to say something. If I saw like the literal act of, okay, you stepping out on your husband or your wife, I'm going to make it known that I'm seeing. And then later on, I'm going to make sure they know. Now look here. I have proof that you did this. I'm not going to say anything because I allow you to say it to whomever in point blank, yeah. In a period. Because I have.
And it's talking like close friends. If it's like I got a few people, I think I know. That if I saw them out, somebody like, look, we ain't got the kind of relationship. Like,
that you would say anything?
Yeah, I was like, you know what? I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I have told somebody that their husband cheated on them in the past. The person eventually got mad at me about telling them and said I ruined their life. And I was just like, whatever. But that's a tricky one. That's a tricky one. But most of my girlfriends out here, I think I would tell them. If I saw, I mean, I would definitely tell Marcus, like, that's the first person I'm going to call and be like, so let me tell you what I just saw. I would possibly get his advice, but more than likely I'd be like, I got to say something. But that's a situation I don't ever want to be in. That pisses me off, actually, to be put in that situation. Yeah, like, I don't want, it makes me so angry because then you just feel guilty if you don't say nothing. You don't, you just like, it'll just be in the back end. I would just feel guilty, especially if I feel like the woman is, or the guy is just walking around, you know, unaware, like in a fantasy world that does not exist. That just feels bad to me. Why does that make you laugh?
It don't, it ain't funny.
Would you want a friend to tell you if they saw me out?
I don't know.
Really?
I figure you'd slip up eventually.
All my girlfriends
black
know.
Black as I ain't crack your teeth open.
Really?
Yeah,
all my friends know. They all know. If you see him out with somebody, take them pictures, send them to me.
Ratchet ass heifers.
Look, whatever. I'm dead serious.
You're going to recognize, okay, that's three of his coworkers. You thought out with three bitches?
Like, no, but the thing is, that'll keep me from approaching you about something that's not worth me approaching you about, or it'll be a way for you not to get caught up in more lies. Whatever. Okay. She says, when is enough if a friend goes too far in their treatment of you?
What?
Why are you looking at me like that?
I thought you was going to answer it first.
No, you're lying. You looked at me that way because you want to know.
That can't happen. That's not possible.
Yeah, don't be sarcastic and be like, no, I was just looking at you to see if you were going to answer. I don't know. Like, if it's something where I feel like I need to... There's only one friendship I feel like I purposefully cut off, and that was my homegirl from UC Irvine. And I feel like...
I wish I knew this story.
It was, you know what? I don't like to be accused of stuff that I'm not doing. And that's what I felt like was happening, because I was trying to... We were really, really close friends, and I felt... like, oh, dang, like, am I getting kicked to the side? And it was really me approaching her on, did I do something wrong? Did my husband do something wrong? Like, what's up? And she basically told me that I was needy. I was like, wow. And at the time, I was...
Oh, that one. I was on a completely different one.
Oh, I have no idea. And I, and the reason why I was concerned about our friendship is because I was pregnant with little Marcus, and she didn't even have a clue that I was pregnant. And I was... probably 3 months, but it had been that long since we had seen each other. Like, I had invited her over to the house. This
chick, the last thing she is needy.
Like, it was
weird. Like,
it was very weird at how she came, the response. Now, granted, this was all via like message. Like, we didn't talk face to face, so obviously you can read into something.
BlackBerry Messenger. That's how
no, it was
ago.
Facebook. It was Facebook Messenger. The messages are still there.
I miss my BlackBerry.
But so I can understand reading into something that you think a person is saying this, but they're not. But when she called me needy, and basically, yeah, it was just, it let me know, oh, this is what you thought about me this entire time. So I don't know. That one, once I realized and we had a conversation, I was just like, if this is what you think of me, I don't know if that's what I'm, I don't know if that's the type of friendship I want. So does that answer your question as far as in?
It wasn't my question.
Yeah, but no, you, I could tell you wanted to know what was my limit.
Yeah, that was a, well, that is a completely different category.
What do you mean by that?
Because that was... wasn't something that she was asking of you,
but that,
or something you was asking of her. It was just, she just got weird. I'm talking about the people you ain't cut off.
No, it says the treatment of what they said.
No, the, what question, was the question? I don't remember the question. You the, went on for a while.
The question.
You know, I zoned out.
Because you're unprofessional. The question was, when is enough if a friend goes too far in their treatment of you? And that, to me,
oh,
was
yeah,
enough.
Answer my question.
So, and now you answer it. When is enough?
It don't take much to be enough for me. I'm very black and white when it comes to friendship. True friends, I feel, they'll always be there. But I have had some people that were best friends at one point in time. And I'm, yeah, a few people who was best friends at one point in time. And now it's like, I don't know. That whole situation is weird, too. It's like, is it because I'm growing? You know, you say, oh, you know, Tank's different. Tank changed. Yeah, I got mature.
So you feel like y'all have grown apart and they just didn't take it? Because I wonder if you all would have still been friends had they not copped an attitude, or if you all would have grown apart regardless.
From where I was and where I am today and where they were and where they are today, probably we would have probably...
grown apart?
Grown apart regardless.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you hear people coming back to you saying, oh yeah, I heard you when so-and-so fell out, they were saying that you did this or said that. It didn't sound like you. I'm like, exactly.
Mm.
You know.
And you know, for me, I think that we do friendship differently. I moved around a lot, and I have kept friends from the first time, from when I was in first grade, even though I moved away by the time I was in sixth grade. No, we were in second grade together, excuse me. And then we were friends, best friends in second grade. And that was the last time we went to school together until middle school. And then I moved to Lexington and we're still friends. And so I just, for me, friendship is important. So I make sure that I'm definitely done before just cutting someone off, where I feel like you're just like, yeah, really nobody's worth the fight. Nobody's worth the
yeah, I'll fight. I'll I even tried once, you know, hey, what's up? How's everything? And I still got shade. I'm like, all right, it don't take some, that's all you get. Like, I'll give it one good school try. And after that, it's I'm done. I got too much going on.
Yeah, I definitely think once I call you my friend, I am really going to make a big effort into making it work. And then if it doesn't, if I feel like you perceive my actions to be something that they're not.
That's why she thought you was needy, because then you just got too clingy. I'm trying to cut this off. You won't leave me alone.
And that could have been it. But, you know, she could have just cut me off. Well, that's pretty much what she did. But, like, she was like, I mean, can we just be, like, friends that, you know, kind of talk to each other now and again? I was like, what? Yeah, no, I'm good. I don't need disappearing acts. That was weird. It was. It was the weirdest thing I had ever experienced. But we have since.
I'll be like, did you fall and hit your head?
Like, I was really like, I was like, maybe we said something that, like, pissed her off. I really was thinking, did my husband say something? Because, you know, he could say something that hurt somebody's feelings and then be like, oh, I didn't know. And if they don't feel comfortable enough to just say, yo, that hurt my feelings, because he'll apologize if he knows it.
Yeah.
But
that annoys me.
What, that people don't say?
Yeah, just be like, hey, I ain't like that. Like, don't say stuff, you know, 2 years later, you hurt my feelings when you did. I don't care now. You should have said something when it happened.
If you just used a softer touch, you wouldn't hurt people's feelings, that ain't dude. Me. So often.
Only soft touch I got is this midsection right now.
So, and I like the soft touch. Yeah, so we basically answered the last question, which was, would you ever cut someone off that you used to think was a friend?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Marcus, you've cut off several since we've been together. How many have you cut off? Look, you got to think about it. The silence is
definitely two. Absolutely two.
Uh-huh. Would you ever cut off a friend that I asked you to cut off?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, when me and Marcus started dating, I won't really go too much into specifics, and we'll be cutting this off soon because the camera's going dead. But when me and Marcus first started dating, one of my friends, he didn't sit so well with him, and he was a friend of the opposite sex. So I completely pulled away from that friend.
Yeah, and I didn't ask you to. It was just like, I don't care for him.
And
you know, y'all's relationship was fine. I just didn't like dude.
And the problem was is that Marcus shows that he doesn't like you. And so I didn't want to put my friend in that predicament of my fiance, soon to be husband, not liking you. So I just pulled away. I feel like you're better with him. You never see him. Actually, he reached out to me today. He lives close. He's like, I want to see you guys.
Yeah.
Would you be better with him now, you think? Really?
Nah, he ain't changed.
You don't know that. You ain't seen him in damn near 5 years.
Hey, I know people don't change like that.
He's married.
Oh, what's that got to do with anything?
No, he's got the influence of someone else around him. You've changed a lot since you've been with me.
All right. I know people like him. People like that don't change.
It's a shame. He's still my friend, but I just don't ever get to get with him.
I give him a chance. I'll be around him. I don't mind being around him, but, you know, that's just for you.
Well, guys, sorry for the low energy in this one. I don't like when we're low energy. I feel like we got to get it, pull it together.
Well, we need to stop doing these things at 12 o'clock at night.
Well, you know, I offered for us to do it yesterday, and you said, oh, we got tomorrow.
When did you offer it? What time was it?
It was earlier than this.
5 minutes earlier?
No, it was a lot earlier than this. But you said no.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
You ain't got to.
Kids is probably still the truth. Up. Oh, you offered it knowing I still had laundry. I had so much stuff to do.
I didn't know you had laundry to do. It was a Monday.
You didn't see all of that stuff that I was doing right before Brisha came over.
I asked you before Brisha
came. Yeah, I had started doing laundry as soon as I came home. I hadn't done nothing all weekend because I was working on the house.
I offered and you said, oh, we can do it. You were like, oh, no, we can do it tomorrow. It wasn't a thing of, oh, I still got laundry. That's the reason why I can't do it. And I had these plans today as well already. So as I said before, we just gotta start
right all the time.
Not in your eyes. I said, we're going to try to start knocking these out on the weekends so that we can get these up easier, because
all right, camera's about to
die. I'm doing the editing and stuff. I know the camera's about to die. Why don't you sign us off
Thank y'all for tuning in. please remember to like, subscribe, share. Check us out on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Check out the video on YouTube.
Just follow us on our social media stuff.
I'm getting there. Follow us on her social media stuff. She's on Instagram and Pinterest and everything else. I'm on Black Planet. Come holler at me.
And Periscope.
I'm on Periscope at Big Marcus at 2782. She's on Periscope at
That Chick Angel, Snapchat, that Chick Angel, all one word, Instagram and Twitter are Angel the Actress, and Facebook, That Chick Angel. All right, guys, we hope you all have a blessed day, and we'll talk to you all next Wednesday. Bye.
Holla back.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.